Marika, are we able to go? Have we got the new session started? Can we start the recording on the new session? Great. So we're good to go on the next session, which is the purpose of collecting and maintaining GTLD registration data, PDP, and an update on the expert working group on GTLD services, delivered by Marika Konings from ICANN staff.
Just pulling up the slides here. So, there we go. So I'll try to make this really brief without talking too fast, which you all know I can do really well. So this is to give you a brief update on where things stand in relation to the purpose of GTLD registration data, PDP. As you know, I think the title is a bit longer than that, the official one, but I think we're keeping it to this to keep it a bit shorter. So I don't think I need to go into detail on in relation to who is and the background on that. I think we're all very well aware that this is a topic that has been under discussion for many, many years, raising many different kinds of concerns, looking at data accuracy, reliability, accessibility, readability, privacy, data retention, all topics that have been discussed in relation of this. As a result of these discussions, I think we've come to a point now, after the recommendations as well of the WHOIS review team, that there's really the time now to have a broad and responsive action, as the board determined. So as a result of the WHOIS review team recommendations and considerations and comments that were made by other groups in this regard, the ICANN board requested an issue report on the topic. So the whole topic is basically on the purpose of collecting and maintaining GTLD registration data and on solutions to improve accuracy and access to GTLD registration data. And in addition, they also created an expert group to, in parallel, start deliberating on these issues. And I think, as you can already see here, the idea is really to take a very novel, new approach or a look at this issue, by as well moving away already from the terminology of who is, which is associated with many of the heated debates we had before, and really looking at it in a new context of GTLD registration data. So what has happened since the board resolution? I think, as many of you will have seen, an expert working group has been formed. Several people of the expert working group are actually here. I know Lanre is on there. Michaela is a member of the expert working group. There may be others in the audience that I may have not seen. And at the same time, staff has started working on the preliminary issue report. I think I said before, these are really two-track approach, where we've kicked off the PDP and the expert working group recommendations are expected to feed into that PDP as it moves forward. So what we've done is already started the first phase of the PDP by publishing a preliminary issue report for public comment. So the report itself basically outlines the background to the discussion and brings to the fore a lot of the very good debates that have been had and the recommendations that have been made on the different issues that are involved in these discussions that we hope will help inform the PDP as it gets underway. It includes a staff recommendation basically noting that this is considered within scope of ICANN and the GNSO to look at. I think one of the things we noted as well that at some point as this moves forward, we may need to look as well at some of the other efforts that are going on in relation to WHOIS and whether they can continue in parallel or whether there's any need to fast track or slow down some of the other efforts and how that comes together. But I think that will probably become clearer as well as we move forward and then have as well recommendations from the expert group when we have an idea where things may be going. So this report is now put out for public comment. Comments may be submitted until the 19th of April, after which there will be a reply period if substantive comments are received. So really looking for input on, is there any information that is not included here? Any elements that should be considered or further explored before a PDP continues? So based on the comments received, we then hope to publish the final issue report following the conclusion of the expert working group. Because as I said before, their recommendations are expected to feed into the final issue report, which will then be the foundation on which the PDP working group would start its work from. Then maybe very briefly on the expert working group, this is just what I've taken from some of the public information available, and again, some of the members here are in the room, so if you have any questions, I'll direct them, you should direct them to them. It's a group that's led by Jean-François Beryl, who has a lot of experience in facilitating groups. as I said before, this is really starting from scratch, really trying to take a fresh look at what the ideal data directory services may be. They're really expected to produce a model for a replacement system, and I think this has been labeled the next generation data directory services. Again, looking at all the elements that have been discussed in the past as well, on questions such as accuracy, access, who should have access, when, but also looking at appropriate safeguards for privacy related issues. And as I said before, the outcome of this expert working group is really intended to form the foundation for the PDP that is intended to develop then a consensus policy in relation to this topic. So if you're interested in this topic and want to participate in these discussions, as I said, there's a public comment forum open at the moment. The expert group is also meeting on Monday from 11 to 12:15, and you have a link here to the session. I think from there you can also... I think on the wiki, actually, the link below, you can also find the specific questions that they are looking for input on. I think they have a quite detailed set of questions that they want community feedback on, and I think those will be as well the basis for the discussion on Monday. So have a look at that and make sure to attend that session. And I think then we'll basically be back with you on this topic once we have the input from the expert group and are able to produce a final issue report, following which the PDP basically initiates, as it is a board-initiated PDP. There is no intermediate vote by the GNSO Council, so it would basically automatically proceed into the PDP working group phase following the delivery of the final issue report. And as said, the timing will depend basically on the delivery of the recommendations of the expert group. I think that's all I have.
Thanks very much, Marika. And I see you've linked the role of the expert working group and the PDP work effectively. I suspect there may be some questions. I don't know if any of you have concerns or questions about this somewhat unique role of the expert working group, or if there's any other comments or questions that people would like to make or have for Marika in advance of Monday's public session. Anyone have any concerns, comments? Jeff.
Thanks. I guess my concern is, although we in this room understand that the purpose of the expert working group is to provide their input to us, and then we work on it, or the community works on it, my fear is still that the expert working group is going to make recommendations, and those outside the GNSO will push for immediate adoption. And so I'd like to just have the GNSO make it clear to the community that we expect the expert working group to be delivering their report to us so that we can explore those issues and to serve as the foundation. And I think that's an important message. I mean, I obviously haven't been in any of the expert working group. I know, Lonra, you're a member, right? And there's other members here. Is that clearly the understanding of the group, that this is not to be implemented? It's not going to the board for implementation, but it's going to the GNSO.
I think at every opportunity that is being made very clear that the outcome of the work of the expert working group is an input to the PDP that is going to be initiated. I think that report is going to also form part of the input to the final issue report. So I cannot foresee a situation where the work of the expert working group is implemented without going through a PDP.
I've got Michele in the queue. It strikes me, though, that might be something. I mean, I've certainly spoken to Steve about this. Steve Crocker, who's on the working group. I think I might have discussed this with Fadi as well at some point. I'd welcome suggestions as to how this is emphasized. I'm not sure it should only come from the council asserting its position. I mean, I think it'd be, as Lunre says, the fact that it's discussed within the expert working group may be something that's useful to have at the outset of Monday's meeting. To establish that position quite clearly. I know Michele's in the queue, so I don't want to stand ahead of him. And Jeff, you want to come back and respond?
Yeah, just to respond, the reason I had this whole concern is because you all, even though it's now gone from the registry agreement, the proposed one, it initially showed up in there as being something that they wanted to impose against us, and maybe even the registrar agreement, they may have put that in there as well. So that's why, that's why I'm much more nervous than I would have been prior to that, because it was always my understanding that it was to feed into the PDP. but then all of a sudden ICANN staff dropped the bomb in the agreements. Now I understand they've pulled it out, but I want to make sure everyone's clear on the expectations.
Kaylee, do you have something to add?
Oh yeah, of course I do. Thanks, Jeff. Michaela Nealon, Black Knight. I'm a member of the EWG, since Expert Working Group for New blah 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 is far too much of a mouthful, and it was, as it's an ICANN related topic, we had to invent our own acronym, so we're now the EWG. This matter of where the output of our work goes, what it's fed into and how it's handled, from my perspective, is key. I have sought clarity on this because yes, it appeared in a draft of the registry agreement. It has appeared in several documents in relation to the ongoing 2013 RAA. There's various documents in relation to the handling of registration data, and there's particular paragraph and wording in there which causes me grave concern. I'll just say this for the record, so we're 100% clear, and if I don't follow through on this, Jeff, you can hit me over the head later, but due to your vertically challenged stature, this may prove a difficulty for you if I'm not sitting down. We had to go there. From my perspective, if it is not feeding into a PDP, then I'm out. I will resign from the EWG. That if I expect to receive clarity from that on that matter before Monday's meeting. If I do not receive that, the clarity I receive is not 100% clear, I will resign. I am not going to sit on that and give my time up for something which will circumvent what I would consider to be the correct procedure.
How are you expecting to receive that clarity, Michael?
Well, I have asked for clarity on this to ICANN staff, and I'm yet to receive a response.
Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, just mark my words. You know, we're gonna, that report's gonna come out, and the GAC's gonna say we support that report, and you, the board, need to implement it. And we're gonna be in a defensive position unless it's clearly stated, not just to the group, but to the GAC and everybody else. This is a great group that we're creating. It's good to get some expert opinion and advice. Feeds well into the process, but this is not gonna be an avenue to go around the multi-stakeholder process.
So I have a question. Who or what should do something about this? I mean, the question is, that's fine that you feel and you've expressed it strongly and it seems clear and you're getting the reassurance within this context that you perhaps need. The question is, how do we ensure, are we asking that we receive some kind of reassurance from whoever's leading the working group or from whoever commissioned the working group, or are you asking that the council writes to someone? What action should we take to try and wrap this up, since this seems to be the substantive concern here, other than the underlying work?
I think the confirmation would have to come from the entity that established the working group, which is FADI, which is the CEO. Letter to the CEO from the council for confirmation that all outputs of this expert working group shall go to the GNSO council. Or shall go to the community, not just the GNSO council, but to the community. That was for you, Evan, if you're still here.
Fire away, Evan.
No, not much to fire. I mean, we're aware of the issue. We've got some of our own working groups on this. And obviously, ALAC will respond as it's mandated to. We'll talk as well to the GNSO, but we're also mandated to talk directly to the board on this. I mean, to me, this just totally dovetails into the policy versus implementation thing that took up the better chunk of the earlier part of this morning. But obviously, we've got a very deep interest in registration data. We've got our own Who Is working group, and we're following the issue closely and definitely share some of the same concerns, at least as some of the stakeholder groups here. Thanks.
Great. Well, I think we've got a clear suggestion of action. It may be something that we want to raise directly in any event with Fadi in our meeting with him tomorrow, but I think that unless I'm seeing any other hands or comments, I think that neatly wraps up this. Well,
Sorry, just laboring a point, as I love to do, and if I can take a side swipe at Jeff in the process, it's even more fun. There's a public session of the expert working group, and we have there's a document which you can find, and I'll email a link to one or two of you so you can distribute it on the council list. There's a couple of topics that we want are looking for input from the community on, and it's not a question of we have any foregone thoughts on this or anything already decided. We're looking for your input, your thoughts. Give us guidance. Share your ideas on it. Thanks.
Right. Just as I was so neatly going to wrap things up, I've got John Berard.
This is John Berard from the business constituency. Again, from my perspective, from a communications professional's perspective, everything that is written, everything that has been said, reinforces the point that the output goes to the GNSO. Okay? So for us to go to FADI and say, what is your intention?
No, it's a letter saying confirming. It's a confirmation.
Yeah. I just don't want us to seem as if we're suggesting that everything that is being said and everything that has been written is somehow a subterfuge that in reality opens the door to outside agitators laying ownership to one of the conclusions and driving forward with that. There's nothing that suggests to us that this is anything other than input to the GNSO.
Yeah, that's happened too many times before. That's so many other issues. I mean, I understand, but at this point we can get ahead of the game as opposed to normally being on the defensive and always looking like the bad guys. At this point, it's just a confirmation. We don't have to do it. I mean, you could be against doing the letter, but that was my suggestion. It's not asking, it's a confirmation.
John, given that you're right, in this room we've heard everything we've heard appears to there's nothing that contradicts that yet there remains an underlying concern or perhaps you might even call it a trust issue that this is so. The question is, how do we just close that gap and nail it down? As a communications expert, we've had a suggestion of a letter. There may be a more effective way to finesse it, but I think for many, capturing something in writing, and we can write that in a way that's not confrontational or mistrusting. Have you got a suggestion as to an alternative?
I at this moment I do not, but I'd be more than happy to give it some thought.
Thanks. So let's leave it at that. Let's work on the assumption that we will write to not in a non-confrontational and not mistrustful way that says we simply would like to ensure that this is the case, and I'm sure we can find the right form of words, but if there's a better way of doing it. Joy, did you want to make a final comment?
Perhaps we can obviously raise it as an item with FADI in our discussion with him and seek his affirmation of commitment to that. I mean, I don't think we need to labour the point. Jeff's made a good and fair and valid point and raised a real concern. I think it's been met by McKellar and others. Let's look for some concrete way to do that, just simply in talking with FADI.
I agree, and I think FADI would respect that as the spirit of working. I mean, I think, you know, we have an opportunity being together here to talk about things, and I suspect we might nail it very neatly and quickly that way round, rather than so that may deal with the issue. Lanre?
Yeah, rather than writing, I think it's something we can discuss with the board. When we meet the board with FADI, I think it's something that is better discussed than written.
Great. So let's see if we can't sort that out properly during this meeting, and if necessary and we feel it's still not completely closed, we can write. But let's see if we can't deal with it over the next couple of days. I think that brings this session to a close, which has got us more neatly back on our existing schedule, which is great. So thanks to Marika for taking us through that in a timely way, and thanks for the comment and input on that, Jeff and others. Let's